And the first thing we're going to do is say the Holy Pledge together. Will that work with you guys okay? Okay.
Okay.
I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. What are the 4-H's? What do they stand for? And what is the 4-H pledge? So we thought we'd beat it to the punch and do that before you ask. Each of the people here are going to introduce themselves and just give you a snippet of what they like and do before.
I'm Andrew Ross, and I'm 4 years old. I made this cowboy t-shirt for a fashion review. It took me about two weeks to make, and also I want to tell you about my trophy I got for the Green County Youth Fair. I got into Master Showman, and I got to show all, like, most other animals, like sheep, cow, goats, and pigs, and it was a real honor to be in that contest.
Awesome.
You do them in the spring, huh? In the school. A lot of people here. You guys did great. I just wanted to also mention that you're going to be seeing a lot about 4-H next year in 2019, because we will be celebrating 90 years of 4-H in Wayne County, as well as in Columbia County. So we have some activities and events going on, and we hope to have some things in the paper and some of those really great old photos where you can find yourself. And we did put out, the kids put out on the desk, a little card that if you are an alumni of 4-H from anywhere, or if you know someone who is, have them pull this out and then get it off, because we want to get some really cool stories from people who have been involved in 4-H over the years.
Great shared service.
This proclamation is for National 4-H Week 2018. Whereas 4-H is America's largest youth development organization, supporting nearly 6 million youth across the country. And whereas 4-H, which had its beginning in rural America, now serves youth ages 5 to 19 in towns and villages, as well as rural communities in Greene County. And whereas 4-H is delivered by Cooperative Extension, a community of more than 100 public universities across the nation that provides experiences where young people learn by doing through hands-on projects in the important areas of health, science, agriculture, and civic engagement. And whereas the National 4-H Week showcases the incredible ways that 4-H inspires kids to do and highlights remarkable 4-H youth in Greene County who work each day to make a positive impact on those around them. And whereas 4-H's network of nearly 500,000 volunteers and 3,500 professionals provides caring and supporting mentoring to all 4-H's, helping them grow into true leaders, entrepreneurs, and visionaries. Now therefore, we the members of the Greene County Legislature do hereby proclaim October 7th to the 13th, 2018 as National 4-H Week throughout Greene County, and encourages all our citizens to recognize 4-H for the significant impact it has made and continues to make by empowering youth with the skills they need to lead for a lifetime. Dated this day, September 19th, 2018, is signed by our Honorable Chairman, Kevin Lewis.
Resolution number 249-18, authorization of payment to Highland, authorized by Senator Holder, authorized by Senator Gardner.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
Resolution number 249-18,
Nay.
Legislator Gardner. Legislator Hobart.
Yes.
Legislator Lawrence.
Yes.
Legislator H. Lynn.
Yes.
Legislator K. Lynn.
No.
Legislator Linder.
Aye.
Legislator Rivera.
Yes.
Legislator Martinez.
Yes.
Legislator O'Connor.
No.
Legislator Overbaugh.
Yes.
Chairman Rose.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, we have 7,259 ayes and 2,741 noes.
Motion carried.
Next one.
Resolution 243-18, USDA loan resolution authorizing and providing for the insurance of indebtedness for the purpose of providing a portion of cost of acquiring, constructing, enlarging, improving, and extending the Blue Ridge County Jail facilities to serve an area lawfully within its jurisdiction to serve.
Roll call, please.
Legislator Torgerson.
No.
Legislator Buick.
No.
Legislator Gardner.
Aye.
Legislator Hobart.
Yes.
Legislator Lawrence.
Yes.
Legislator H. Lynn.
Yes.
Legislator K. Lynn.
No.
Legislator Linder.
Aye.
Legislator Rivera.
Yes.
Legislator Martinez.
Yes.
Legislator O'Connor.
No.
Legislator Overbaugh.
Yes.
Legislator Clemente.
Aye.
Chairman Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, we have 7,259 ayes, 2,741 noes.
Motion carried.
Resolution number 243-18, authorizing contract Green County Emergency Medical Assistance Inc. Authorized by Al Connor, Dr. Connor, City Clerk.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Also myself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Resolution number 244-18, authorizing contract Green County Emergency Medical Assistance Inc. for the town of Hoxton. Authorized by Senator Gardner, Dr. Connor, City Clerk.
Remove.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Two minutes.
Okay.
Three minutes. One minute. Four minutes.
Resolution number 245-18, authorizing agreement Green County Sheriff's Department with Program Center for the...
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Buick, K. Lynn, Torgerson. Motion carried.
Resolution number 246-18, authorizing agreement Green County Sheriff's Department with Angel Center for...
Oh, my God.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Resolution number 247-18, authorizing agreement Green County Sheriff's Department with Angel Center for Juvenile Center for...
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I want to make it clear that I am voting no, not because I do not support the idea of SROs and keeping our children safe, but because I think, and I have presented to this body and to individual people, how I think we can do that better. We are only protecting, if this is how we're, the county is protecting kids, we are only protecting kids in six of our 14 towns. That means we are not protecting kids in eight towns. And I hope that our undersheriff, who has talked about this on social media, will please relay all of my position on this and not just the no vote. I believe we can do better. We have the deputies in the schools right now, and that's going to happen for the rest of this year, or so I'm told. I hope and think that we can do better as a body and actually come up with an effective way to protect all of the kids in this county.
Resolution number 248-18, authorizing agreement to Rona Rona Fold and Renew LLC, all private school money.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That's okay.
Resolution number 249-18, authorizing advertising for bids for inside travel, all private school bargain, all private school.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Resolution number 250-18, authorizing application for the matching funds, private school for the matching fund program, all private school program, that will stay for.
Yes.
Legislator H. Lennon.
Yes.
Legislator K. Lennon.
Yes.
Legislator Linder.
Aye.
Legislator Rivera.
Yes.
Legislator Martin.
Yes.
There will be no.
Legislator O'Connor.
Aye.
Legislator Overlock.
Yes.
Legislator Poniatowski.
Aye.
Legislator Torgerson.
Yes.
Chairman Wilson.
Aye.
Chairman, yes, and that was mine, Mr. Jones.
Motion carried.
Resolution number 263-18, 2021, Drama Board. Offered by Legislator Rivera, second by Legislator Torgerson.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Resolution number 264-18, reappointing members for the advisory board. Offered by Legislator H. Lennon, second by Legislator Torgerson.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Let's do chairman's appointments. Appointment to the advisory council of the Green County Department of the Aid for September 18th. Being duly authorized as chairman of the Green County Legislature, I do hereby appoint upon recommendation of Terry Andrews Ward, Executive Director of the Green County Department of Human Services and Aging, for following as a member to the advisory council of the Green County Department of Aging, Judith LaPresti from Hewitt. Let's have a reappointing member to the Agriculture and Farmland Protection Board. I, Kevin Lewis, chairman of the Green County Legislature, by the authority vested in me, by resolution number 236-93, do hereby reappoint the following members of the Green County Agriculture and Farmland Protection Board for a four-year term, which shall expire on August 18th, 2022, to this year, cooperative extension. Thank you. I'll ask the legislators to have anything else to bring before this board. If not, we're adjourned. Thank you.